love this podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Have a question for the hosts? You can email them at itslikethispod@gmail.com.
Hello there. I want to take a moment to talk to you about Dear Dean magazine from Dear Dean Publishing, my favorite subscription-only monthly digital magazine. It's got subscriber-generated content about politics, pop culture, travel, family, pets, and poetry and wellness articles and features, contributor articles from nationally recognized journalists, writers, and artists, and provides opportunities for novice writers and authors and other contributors to share their voice, talents, and words. Did I mention that it's completely free? Dear Dean magazine provides free advert space for small creators, authors, and podcasters, fulfilling its vision that some art should always be free. It's owned and operated by Myron J. Clifton and is designed and distributed by Katya J. Lerner at Buzzword Consulting. Visit deardean.com/subscribe to get signed up.
Eliane, Greg, and Brandon are on vacation this week. So enjoy this episode from the best of It's Like This.
It's Like This is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hello and welcome to...
Our Twitter family, we have some very somber and sad news. We lost a real one. Lindsay Vargas Lemming passed away on Tuesday in her home at the age of 44. And if you have interacted with Lynn on Twitter, you know that she was always honest. She was always open about, you know, her life and her experiences. And we love being on that journey with her. So when we found out that she passed, it was a big shock and a major blow to those of us who are part of that original K-High family. But she will greatly be missed. And I'm personally going to miss her stories about her neighbor that was having the affair that she would always keep us up to date on, with the car parking in the driveway and leaving and all that good stuff, and her watching wrestling. I think that's what we really connected, was her love of wrestling and her, you know, talking noise about the different wrestlers and talking shit about, you know, the new up and comers. So Lynn, take your rest, watch over us, and for those of you who are, you know, wanting to pay tribute to her or do something in her memory, Let's get out and vote and ensure that we, the Democrats, win the midterms, not just expanding the Senate, but also holding the House. We will miss you, Lynn.
What a just a bright light. She was so kind. Just really sweet, always looked out for everyone. You know, Myron and I had been sick with COVID this past week, and she was tweeting every day, how are you guys feeling? And when the tweet stopped, I thought it was weird. And, you know, and then we kind of found out why. We connected on our love of New York, because she's a native New Yorker. You know, she's an Afro-Latina, and we kind of always giggled about our Latino families. And she was a real one. And you're right, Brandon, like the one way that I know she would love for us to honor her is just to keep the fight going. Don't get caught up in the bullshit. And remember that our duty is to vote and to vote Democrat. And I know people are going to be, you're making everything so political, but that is what Lynn always brought to us. That's her message. We're going to honor her in that way.
And I just want to add to what Brandon and Eliane said, and also say to her family, thank you for sharing her with us. She was special. So to her family, to her friends, to her loved ones, you know, thank you. That's, yeah. Refuse to eat anything from a fucking gas station. I'm not doing it.
But it's different from any type of gas station. It's an experience.
It is still a gas station.
Is it like the Wawa of the South?
Because I've been to one Wawa. So I would say probably, but it, you know, they Texified it because it originated in Texas, actually, like south of Houston. And like they have, like they're known for their brisket sandwiches and their, you know, jerky and sausages on the stick and like the sour ball watermelon thingies and all that stuff. Like it's, and they have like the cleanest bathrooms.
So they like specialize in the meats.
Yes, they specialize in the meats. Isn't and the treats.
Everything is bigger in Texas. Are the dicks bigger in Texas?
Brandon wouldn't know.
Oh!
Oh!
Hello, and welcome to It's Like This, your one-stop shop for everything pop culture, that is. I'm Eliane.
I'm Brandon, and it's hot as hell outside.
I'm Greg, and I'm sitting in the fucking floor.
Ayo! Welcome back. It's episode, six. 11, probably. 6, whatever.
Might be 6.
It's probably 6, but according to my calculations, it's 11. Listeners, I have seen the other side of the mountain, okay? Last week when we recorded, I was one day away from starting my COVID symptoms.
we're not laughing at COVID. COVID is no laughing matter. Week, please go. Get your vaccinations.
Okay. Not only get your vaccination, get your booster, wear a fucking mask. Because even with, you know, the vaccine and the booster, it wasn't pleasant. It was very, very, very unpleasant. I took the antivirals. I took Paxlovid. Shout out to my doctor. Shout out to New York State, okay, who made it so fucking easy. I literally called my doctor's office, and because it was 4th of July weekend, they were closed. So I had to leave a message on the service, okay? Not even an hour passed. The doctor on call had called me back. They accessed my records. They were like, do you have, you know, other like conditions? And I told them what's up. They called that prescription in and send it to a pharmacy that would deliver it right to my door.
Wow. But
next morning, that shit was here.
Oh, wow. So,
thank you, fucking blue state. Okay. So I got to say about that. That's why you got to fucking vote. Because now I'm a week in and I'm already negative.
Wow.
So it really just shortened the length and the severity of my illness. And I have to say that shit sucked. It sucked. Like, even with all that, that's something I don't want to go through again. So wear your fucking masks. Wash your hands. Just don't be a stupid bitch. Okay. Just don't be a dumb bitch. Not worth it.
Actually, you know, we may call this episode "Just Don't Be a Dumb Bitch."
Don't be a dumb bitch.
That's gonna have to be it, cause that.
But speaking of dumb bitches,
yeah, please.
That's a bunch of them.
Why, Ricky?
It's been a week.
Why, Ricky? Ricky Martin. Domestic violence charges. But here's the thing. Not against his husband. According to the reports, it is someone that was considered a relative up until like 2-3 months ago.
Now, I need to figure out what the whole like considered a relative until a few months ago thing is, but like, for the love of sweet baby Jesus, Ricky, last week I was, you know, fucking recommending the Menudo documentary.
Speaking of, I have to ask you about that.
Oh, please do. I felt all the feels. And then I saw that shit and I was like, God damn it. Can't Puerto Ricans just have something? Coño.
Look, sometimes you gotta beat somebody's ass. I'm just, you know. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm like, I need to hear the full story. Like, what happened? Because Ricky Martin's not the type, just from just seeing him like through life.
Yeah,
he's not the type to just beat somebody's ass just for the sake of beating somebody's ass.
You know? Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that one. Like, Ricky, I could probably take Ricky Martin. you know, to put that in a frame of reference for anyone who's ever laid eyes on me. You know, I'm not what's considered hard. I'm fucking crazy and I will whoop your ass. But to look at me, you'd think I'm not. I don't know. See, this is, it's weird. Like, you know, and like Eliane said, was someone that was considered a relative, but now is not.
What is that? And like, mean?
The police report, the filings and the restraining order very clearly state that it's, you know, it's not Ricky's husband, who he's been with for 8 years. So who is this?
Who is this person who Ricky ass beat?
Unless.
And what did they do?
Unless Ricky had a secret family.
Listen, Caribbean men have been known to do that. So allegedly.
So, I mean, is the next story going to be, you know, Ricky had a wife and like 12 kids?
No, here's the thing. And I'm going to tell you why the wife thing is probably, like, if he had a secret family, it's another man, right? Like, is not a woman. Because if Ricky Martin had had a second family with a woman, that would have been publicized a long time ago to hide his gayness from the machismo of, you know, Caribbean men. So
that's fair.
I don't think it's another secret family headed by a woman. If it's a secret, it's another man. That, you know, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense though.
It would have helped his image in the Caribbean had he had a wife and kids. And he never attempted to pretend to have a wife and kids. So I'm not sure that that's it. But the whole, like, used to be my family, but it's not actually my family, psych. Like, that shit is weird.
Like, could it be someone that could it be a relative of the husband?
Maybe.
But they wouldn't have said someone that was considered to be a relative up until.
So it could have been like a play cousin?
Here's what I think. This is somebody that Ricky was cheating on his husband with. But to cover it up, he was like, oh no, that's my cousin. But like, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And he was
got caught.
Now, I would, and you know, I feel like that's something that he would do.
I'm not cheating on you with him. That's my cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean, Greg? You know, Brandon, like, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
So, oh, okay. The IRS. Sorry, I was trying to think of the words. For most like large corporations, for tax filing purposes. The definition of relative is husband, wife, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, grandparent, including greats, grandchildren, including greats, spouse of any of these, or a person living in the same household with the employee.
Ooh. Boop, boop, boop.
Threesome?
So, maybe.
A third.
Is this a throuple situation that went bad?
Tracks for.
Stick with me here.
Okay.
It was a throuple. Ricky was out. The husband and the other person. Ricky walks in. Instead of beating his husband's ass, he beats the third's ass.
Because the husband owns half of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. See, that makes sense then. Mm. That makes sense.
That tracks.
Mm. Yeah.
Ricky gonna be putting out a Lemonade album.
Elian, what I was gonna ask you, I saw this on Instagram. They are doing a reality show. Mario Lopez is hosting a reality show to form the next Menudo.
No, they need to stop. It is fucking cursed. Burn it to the ground. Did anybody watch it?
I haven't finished it.
I don't want to like ruin it, but like this is something you couldn't find out without watching the documentary. Some of the former members have started some reunion shows, right? But completely on their own, outside of any connection to the original manager, who was a piece of shit, okay? I don't know that they should now try to, unless these members are involved, I think Mario Lopez and whatever fucking, like, channel, company, whatever. Like, just leave it alone. Leave it the fuck alone. Leave it alone. Just stop gentrifying everything, for fuck's sake.
Mario Lopez and Menudo Productions.
Okay, so if Menudo has something to do with it, meaning the members, not the manager, then I'm all for it, and I will watch it happily and gladly, and I will support. But if it has anything to do with the original management and the guy who was in charge, who, I mean, you've heard of like that guy Lou, who
was
all involved in like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Like, it was that guy times like 1,000. Okay, so as long as he's not involved, I will support.
Okay. I don't think it's that guy, because this story says the project dubbed Menudo A New Beginning comes 12 years after the Latin boy band disbanded. Menudo Productions purchased the rights to the Menudo brand in 2016.
Okay.
So if it was that guy, he wouldn't have to buy the rights to his own shit.
That is true. And so in that case, I support, even though Mario Lopez, fuck off. But okay. Okay. I mean, there's only like one well-known Latino fucking host, I guess, in this godforsaken country. So I guess Mario Lopez will do.
But I mean, couldn't... Oh shit, what's his name? The guy from Hamilton.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I would say sure, he would be great to do it, except that motherfucker has made movies about every fucking Latino fucking ethnicity except Puerto Ricans, bro. Like, B, you're Puerto Rican. Where's our fucking movie? Okay. Like, In the Heights was Dominicans. Okay. Like, Encanto, Colombians, right? Like, there was another one, and it was about a different country altogether. And I'm like, where is the Puerto Ricans centered movie, motherfucker? Like, really? You're going to leave that shit to Spielberg and fucking West Side Story? The fuck? Don't even get me started.
Or Daisy Fuentes.
And
Daisy Fuentes would be good.
Daisy Fuentes would be great.
I love her. She's not in enough things. She's married to John Mellencamp. We talked about it on another episode.
Yes.
Yeah. When we did the 90s trivia.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. What the hell? Yeah. I'm just saying. Listen.
No, Mark Anthony could host it. I'm just.
For real. Jennifer, listen. And can I just say, I know everybody talks all the shit about Jennifer Lopez, okay? But when you have the literal first person of your ethnicity being paid $1 million for a movie, that's a big fucking deal. And you can't take that away from me. You can't take that shit away from me. J-Lo means a lot to fucking Puerto Rican people. And that's all I'm going to say about that. If you don't like it, you can eat my whole ass. I
don't care for Jennifer Lopez for, you know, things she's done. I've talked shit about her. But what I will not do is discount, you know, what she represents.
And her impact.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sorry, but you know what? She means a lot to Puerto Rican people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anybody who has a problem, can see me on Twitter, fucking at Miss Angry Flower, come at me, okay? Because I don't give a fuck. Stop shitting on the few things, right? That this, one of the last colonized places on the fucking planet, one of the few things that we could fucking cling to as, look at that, one of us fucking made it. So just, I would love everybody to remember that. And please stop saying that Puerto Rico should be a fucking state, because I will come for your throat, okay? Just cut it out.
That should be up to the Puerto Rican people.
Thank you.
I didn't have this is going to turn into Puerto Rico like 10 minutes in, but like.
Listen. I mean, hey.
I love Puerto Rican. In the words of T.S. Madison.
Puerto Rican.
I love Puerto Rican. Beady, beady, bum.
And guess what? J-Lo played her, motherfucker. Yes, she did. Okay. She did a good job.
She did.
Do you remember there was that story or someone had asked Selma Hayek about J-Lo, and
yes.
Selma Hayek had said that like they approached her to play Selena first. That was just interesting to me.
Yeah, it is. And you know what though? I don't think Salma Hayek would have played it.
She wouldn't like have
the right way.
She yeah, that's have. I just I, that sort of thing just but isn't really in her wheelhouse. No, and
no, but I do understand why Mexican people wanted a Mexican to play superstar because it's important, right?
It's important. It's a representation thing.
Representation. Yes. And so I will never like begrudge any Mexican person who feels a type of way about Jennifer Lopez playing Selena. I understand and I'm with you. You know, I support you and I completely understand. I do. You know, it's with all the Mexican actresses sitting right there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Yolanda Saldivar still needs her ass beat.
That bitch. Yep.
So to any of our Mexican listeners, we'll see you outside the prison and
We don't get that bitch, allegedly.
We'll be there with you. We'll do a live episode.
Yes.
And do a play by play of y'all whooping her ass.
And I will have beady beady bomb bomb. And
I'm gonna be beady beady bomb bomb that ass, okay? Fuck her up. Yolanda Saldivar, stupida cabrona.
She better go find R. Kelly and seek some comfort or something, cause
she needs to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll take care of her. Allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly. It's all jokes. It's all jokes.
All jokes.
It's all jokes. Speaking of jokes, what is going on with like suddenly Nick Cannon and Elon Musk and Herschel Walker are in the running to like repopulate the Earth? Like every day there's a new fucking kid.
I mean,
My thing is like, who, and there's some more tea about Nick Cannon, but we'll get to that in a minute because that just popped out. I was like, but who is letting these men skeet up in them? Especially Elon Musk. He look like a naked mole rat.
But like, apparently the newest is, I believe, someone that was like an executive for Tesla.
Yes, and she had his 9th and 10th. She had twins, B. His 9th and 10th. What the fuck? Isn't he? Is he married? What? I'm so confused.
I don't know what's happening. Is he even human? Cause he
Like he was at the time this happened. Like I think he's still with Grimes.
Well,
okay. Or like they hadn't broke up yet, or something.
They need to have a conversation, okay? Because. And by the way, Brandon, he is not human. He's like half cyborg, but not in like the cool, like Darth Vader way.
It's like them lizard people from B. I get that vibe from him. And what's his name from Facebook? Like they give me that.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, even Jack Dorsey.
Yes. They're giving me
Twitter. Yeah.
They're giving me V. Like you scratch their face and lizard skin is going to appear under it.
I guess the only way you have a successful social media app launch is if you're a weird incel pod lizard person.
Yeah.
Has never had sex.
Well, apparently.
Until he got rich.
Ten kids that we know of, then Herschel Walker, another kid popping up and popping out. I know Christian is pissed.
Good.
He is pissed.
He thought his inheritance was secure and sucker.
Take care of your homes. Men having these babies. Go be a father to your kids. No, you tell your father to be a father to his kids, Christian. And then Nick Cannon with, you know, how many kids does Nick Cannon have now? 14?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's 14. I think he's at 10 also.
No, I think the young lady who is pregnant now would be 13.
Baker's dozen.
Yeah.
Baker's dozen. Nick wins again.
And speaking of Nick Cannon, apparently Kel Mitchell's ex-wife
walked in.
Allegedly, I saw this on the blogs and on Black Twitter. She allegedly walked in on Nick Cannon dressed in drag, sleeping with Kel.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Say one thing. I think Cannon would look fantastic in drag. I need to
not that we're kink shaming anyone.
I want to see him in drag. I'm literally saying I think he would look fantastic in drag.
But like when
he's long and lanky and lean. Oh my god, I need to see this.
When you say sleeping with, like, were they like pass out drunk or were they like fucking?
Okay, so hold on. Let me clarify. Nick Cannon danced for Kel Mitchell in a cheerleading outfit. That's what the ex-wife said. She walked in on that.
I would pay for that. I would
Lab
pay.
Dance. Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry, Nick Cannon. Please, I would pay you to come.
Call them in bed wearing. Call them in bed wearing cheerleader stuff. I want to see y'all the story.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Because I mean, this that could kind of be like I don't know.
I mean, they want all that together.
Yeah, you know? this could be like some kind of like stupid bro type thing.
Of course, but you know what? I want to see Nick Cannon. I do. I think he's great.
He played a character on All That back in the day that was in drag. They were working at the convenience store, him and Kenan.
Oh my God, you're right. Yes.
Yeah. So he pulled it off.
But like him in like proper drag. And I'm talking about like the tights, the like, you know, tuck, put a nice little bodysuit on, your makeup all fucking, your face is beat. Like,
well,
I really think he would look great in drag.
And we all know he needs to tuck because with it being untucked, he
gets everybody
pregnant.
Shit. It's got to be big, right? I mean, I hope.
We should ask Mariah.
Hey, nah. Mariah, you on fire? I can't even deal. But out of all three of those men, right, who are just trying to like overpopulate like the human race, you know what, Nick? You just keep on bringing us babies, and just the other two just stop. Stop. Just go somewhere in a corner. Cut it out.
Because if Herschel keeps having kids and they turn out like Christian, I mean,
Lord
Jesus.
Okay, when did All That go off the air?
All That went off the air, I want to say 2005. Yeah, but were they still a part of the show then? Because I think that was a different group of kids in 2005.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because the ex-wife, they were married from 99 to 05. Oh, so this was very much during the time
it was
when they were on the show.
Oh.
So, you know, and the fact that she posted this to TikTok makes me think that she's trying to turn this into something it wasn't, especially because Nick commented on it and confirmed that, yeah, it happened. It is a comment that she pinned. So this seems like she's trying to turn something into something fishing? It's not. Okay. Yeah.
But it could be. It, you know.
I mean, it could be, yes.
Open up at nobody.
but that's what this feels like to me. That she's fishing for engagement.
Well, she's barking up the wrong tree with that one. Sorry. Sorry, girl.
We all of that.
So I'm wondering, because our next story, should we put out a Christmas album?
Yes. Y tú sabes lo que yo voy a hacer. Yo voy a cantar salsa en español y te voy a dar el tiki 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 for a Spanish album. Yep, that's gonna happen.
Sleigh bells ring.
We don't have the money for that.
Oh.
Stop singing sleigh bells ring. I'm just doing my tiki tiki.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
The reason I'm asking is because the Backstreet Boys are putting out a Christmas album.
I mean.
I feel like
Backstreet's back in the sled. I don't know.
Backstreet is trying to catch up to the 90s because
if they didn't have a
Christmas album back then. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, if they had done it at the height of their popularity, this would have made sense. You know, now that they're playing Six Flags Over Georgia every weekend to, you know, qualify for WIC. I don't.
Because their fans are geriatric millennials.
Good job. they missed the boat like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They made what is it called? A very Backstreet Christmas. Had they made that back then,
then they could still make it.
Now is collecting royalties every season, like Mariah, like NSYNC, like Britney,
like Christina, Christina,
like Destiny's Child,
everybody, literally everybody. Where was their manager on that one back then?
But everybody has a Christmas album.
Let me say this. Fair. Let me say this. You know, and it's a thought I've just had about it. The only way this works is if there's a Hallmark film that goes with it.
You know what?
Okay. If there's a Hallmark film.
Right? Right?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Yeah, I'll watch
like
it.
A companion soundtrack to this, and you know,
Backstreet.
It can be like very cliche, like some neighborhood community center is getting closed down. And they have to win a Christmas Carol competition. So they bring together these five guys who were really, you know, great singers and in a band real popular when they were in high school or whatever. And they don't talk anymore. Mm-hmm. And they come together for the spirit of Christmas to save the community center. Bam.
Yes.
And, you're welcome.
And then Madea comes in and says, hello. And then.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean.
Yes. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I think that would.
Love that.
Would bring in good ratings.
Yeah.
And album sales.
Also, fuck Brian Littrell and the MAGA horse that he rode in on.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Can we replace him with like. Can we just like switch out one of the NSYNC boys for him? Like
JC Chazé.
Yeah, let's just bring JC back. You know what? No, I need JC to have his own like solo thing. I need JC to have his shine.
You know what they need to do? What needs to happen? Really needs to happen? So, you know, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC minus that guy.
Back of Latrell.
O-Town, the remaining members of LFO
98 degrees
need to like come together and form like a massive super group.
Oh my god, like the Avengers of
Avengers of boy band.
I think there's only one remaining member of LFO.
Stop it. What happened to the rest of them? Did they die?
Because I know one of them passed away because he was like really ill.
Yeah, and then another one passed away.
Oh,
yeah, so there's just There's just one left.
Is there?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Not that I don't believe you. I need confirmation.
Yeah. Oh, it's comfort. That's confirmation.
Okay, that made my 90s teenage heart just like sink.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The only one left.
Okay.
Yeah. The only one left is
because we love Fischetti. Girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I really don't though. But hey.
Chinese food makes me sick. No, it doesn't. I love it.
Only if I have one wish.
We don't have the money for that. Even if there's just one of them, we'll still get sued.
He needs the money. I need to stop. I'm going to hell.
Wow. How did the? Okay, hang on.
That's absurd. That's upsetting. That's
I think they both were sick. I know one was sick. He had like some type of cancer or something.
Yeah.
And I think the other one. It was either cancer or suicide, one or the other.
Okay, so Rich Cronin passed from leukemia in 2010, mm-hmm. excuse me.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And then Devin Lima had adrenal cancer and passed away in 2018.
Yeah.
Cancer, you bitch.
Cancer's a bitch.
Bitch.
That's what took Aretha up out of here.
Yeah.
Aretha would still be here with them gowns on, with them little bitty straps, with her breasts about to take the whole audience, singing Rolling in the Deep, still to this day, if it wasn't for the cancers.
You bitch.
Cancer's a bitch.
Cancer, not you, Brandon. Just to make that clear.
Oh, yeah. Cancer's a bitch.
Stupid cunt. God damn it.
So that is all the time we have for this part of the episode. Stick around. We will be right back.
We'll be back next Monday and every Monday with an all-new episode. It's like this is a Rod Wharton production. All rights and trademarks reserved. No portion of this episode may be reproduced without explicit consent.